It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt studio. It's time for quarter number three, which means it's Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. For all of your barbecue sauce, barbecue rub, tailgate wine needs, check it out, 409tailgateclub.com. Trust us, you will not be disappointed in anything barbecue from 409tailgateclub.com. All right, Ross, I got questions. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's start out with Steve in Huntington Valley. That's in Pennsylvania. What's a realistic?
Nice.
Thank you. What's a realistic expectation for Justin Shorter this year? He had a year in the program, but was injured much of it. Can he make an impact, or does he need another year to fully develop?
I think he can make an impact. He's that talented. And I think, frankly, they need him to make a major impact. But I'd also say, I don't feel like what we've heard from last season and even this spring would lead me to believe he's going to make a huge impact. I hope I'm wrong and maybe the light comes on, but don't you feel like we would have heard, Bob, more buzz about him in the spring as opposed to cheeseburger away from 250?
Yeah, it was like with anytime James would praise him, there would be a catch. You know what I mean? It wasn't just flat out gushing, which he's done in the past. I know that Trace McSorley thought he did really well in those December practices leading up to the bowl game, but to me it's about, you know, can he stay healthy? I think it's fair to ask that question. I think he's had two injuries that have kind of slowed his development, but I mean this was as we've talked about, this is a guy that was supposed to almost be close to ready to play as a true freshman, and now we're still not quite sure. It's only been a year, but I think that if the Penn State passing game is going to take a step forward, he's going to have a large say in it, because I just don't think it can be about Hamler and Dotson and Freiermuth. I think they need another weapon to emerge. And if the five-star recruit can't emerge, then you just have to wonder. You know, we're talking about Shane Simmons still hasn't really developed in his fourth year at Penn State. He was a four-star, but man, does he look good. He's always looked physically like a gifted player. I mean, Justin Shorter looks the part. I know it's only been a year, but I hope we're not talking about Justin the way we're talking about Shane Simmons after 2 or 3 years.
And just to add to that, we were talking earlier about Brenton Strange and how Penn State recruits tight ends now. I mean, some people just, their bodies, they grow as, I mean, maybe he should be a tight end. Maybe. You know, I mean, if he's a cheeseburger away from 250, and it's for some people, it's really hard to keep your weight down if you're lifting and you're eating, even if you're eating healthy, if you're eating like chicken and protein and stuff, like, and you're lifting. Remember when LeBron went on a diet to eat healthier and he gained like 22 pounds because he had never really eaten good, healthy, you know, food before? Justin Shorter might be that kind of freak.
All right. This comes from Andy in Falls Church, Virginia. He says, I see that Penn State target Nolan Rucci is 6'8". Is the taller the better for an offensive tackle, or at some point are there disadvantages to being too tall?
I think there's absolutely disadvantages to being too tall inside. I think outside at tackle, not really. I mean, it might be tough for you if you go against a shorter D lineman like a Dwight Freeney or a James Harrison, and they could theoretically get under your punch because your punch point is higher. They can dip and rip, but I don't think so for the most part. I think you want that length, because here's the biggest issue. Can you bend or not? And I, you know, people know because of Go Big Recruiting, I literally talked to a Division I Power 5 offensive line coach yesterday who is in awe of Nolan Rucci. It's not Penn State. In awe of just how well he bends and how athletic he is. Like he bends extremely well. And I mean, he played lacrosse last year.
Right.
And at 6'8". and he moves really well. So I think it'd be more of an issue if you were tall and stiff. But if you're tall and flexible, and that's another one. I don't know if you guys, did you guys touch on the Fleming rumors in
We did.
We'll just a little.
We'll do a whole segment on it in the future. Just
yeah. So I would, well, he's declaring in a couple weeks, but.
I was saying next week, get ready.
But let me just say this. He needs to, like, they have to get Nolan Rucci. They have to get guys like that. They have to. Like, if you have top 50 players in the country whose mom and dad both went to Penn State.
Right.
And lives in Lancaster, it's kind of like Micah Parsons. It's kind of like Julian Fleming. Like, you have to get those guys.
Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
Back in that, yeah. You know, the combo of the player and the need at the position.
Yeah.
So, were you going to say something, Bob? Or
no, I'm good. I'm good.
You're good. All right. Let's keep going. This one comes from Jay Zerbe in Schuylkill County. Dear all-knowing Ross, by all accounts, Will Levis is one large dude for a quarterback. His high school film shows he has some wheels. He appears to be somewhat comparable to Tommy Stevens athletically. What do you think the likelihood is that he falls into the Lion role this year? Keep up the good work, and please keep Andy in line. Yeah.
I think we've asked that. I think somebody's asked the question about Will Levis in the Lion role before, and
Penn State fans love their Lion.
They love the Lion.
They love
role.
Their backup quarterbacks.
And can
too.
We just can we remind everybody that was a made up, didn't really happen position to try to get Tommy Stevens to not transfer? I don't think there is a Lion role this year. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe it is Levis, and maybe that's a way for them to give him some reps. You know, they now lack depth at quarterback, so scholarship depth. I mean, who's third string right now?
It's going to be one of the true freshmen, unless it's the Schuster kid from Camp Hill.
Which, by the way, would make me actually think it's less likely that they would do the Lion. Because what if you have Levis get hurt doing the Lion when they have about five running backs? You get Levis hurt doing the Lion, and then your backup is a true freshman? And Clifford's had some health issues. Got hurt, what, his senior year of high school?
I think it was a torn labrum, I believe.
I don't think we'll see Will Levis do it. I will say this, though. I've talked to some people. Will Levis is a dude. I've had people tell me that Penn State hasn't had a guy that can throw the ball like he can. That's how impressive he is throwing the ball. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. And he's got an absolute hose. Like, if you went to Penn State's practice and you were saying, which of these quarterbacks has a chance to be a first-round pick, it would be Will Levis all the way.
You saw it in the spring game, that one throw to Chisena.
I had someone tell me, when you had someone tell you, that when the quarterback room was more full in this spring, that the recently departed quarterback wasn't even first or second. Mm-hmm. In that room. In other words, Tommy Stevens was probably behind Will Levis in terms of...
Well, he wasn't practicing.
Beyond that is what I was told. So, all right, let's keep going.
I was also told that Tommy was better than Trace McSorley and that Tommy should have been playing over Trace McSorley. I don't think anybody actually believes that.
You're listening to Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Go there for all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and 409 tailgate wine needs. We're coming to you from the Labatt studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, and please drink blue and light. All right, let's go to Josh in Warren Center, Pennsylvania. Penn State has obviously focused a lot of their 2020 recruiting on the offensive line. Who, Ross, in your opinion, has the most upside, do you think, among the current commits for the 2020?
Well, and let me just say this, because it's interesting to hear that. The point I would make is marrying that question with the question regarding Nolan Rucci.
Right.
They already have 5-0 linemen.
They do.
They want Carmody. They want who's the other kid they want? There's a 4-star from like Maryland they want.
Carmody they want bad.
Yeah, there's gonna be competition wherever you go. But I don't know. Do you want to go somewhere the year after they have 7 O-line recruits, theoretically, or 6 O-line recruits? That would just be something that I would be a little bit leery about if I were them. I'm trying to remember because I'll say this. I have not watched all of the commits yet because
for the 2020.
Right, because we haven't had to do them on the show yet. Right. So I'm not even going to try to answer that because I haven't watched them.
Okay.
I only watched Teuton. I don't know if I even know
We're going to get back to that question at a later date. How's that?
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad question.
0% No, it was a good question. By the way, we'll actually remember that. They're going to have to ask it again.
We will talk to.
Oh, we're going to remember it.
All right, this one comes from Andrew in San Marcos, California. He says, hey, guys, given the anticipated strength at the linebacker position for the next couple seasons, would you guys think that they should mix a little bit of 3-4 defense in there? Does Penn State have the D-line personnel to do this, and how difficult is it to mix and match schemes? Love the show. Thanks.
I don't think you mix and match a base 4-3 or a base 3-4. What you will see, though, is more three down looks in sub nickel passing situations. And I think part of that's to be able to move Micah Parsons around. And I think they were already doing that. You might see more of that, though. If they really like their linebackers and they really like Micah rushing, you might see more three down looks where Mike is sort of, we used to call him the spinner, where he can move around. You treat him as a D lineman, as an offensive lineman. You say, that guy's down. That guy's a defensive lineman. Ah. So you make sure you get a big on him.
Spinner. I like that term.
Spinners. I don't know why we call him a spinner, but that's what they were called. And I think that there's a real possibility that they'll do that this year.
All right.
Where was that question from?
That question from
California.
Was from San Marcos, California.
Wow. Awesome.
All right, this is from Steven in Columbus, Ohio. With the announcement that Penn State is going to upgrade the facilities, if you were in charge, what would you propose that would differentiate Penn State from other big-time programs?
Say it again?
Penn State's announced that they're upgrading their facilities. Yeah. What would you do to differentiate yourself if you were Penn State from other big-time programs with your facilities?
I got to be honest with you. I don't go to that many facilities, especially not like Power Five. Like I go to a lot of MAC facilities and Ivy League facilities. I don't go that many Power Five to even know what the difference would be. I'm sure anything technology, the kids love.
Right.
Anything nutrition, I think, is important. I'm sure they have like video game stations and stuff. I'm not a good one to answer that one either. So that's two questions in a row, Andy, that I can't really answer. So you know who's definitely not winning the gift basket this week? For your question choices. Instead, the winner, who asked the Nolan Rucci length question?
The Nolan Rucci Lancaster question came from Andy in Falls Church, Virginia.
That's the winner.
All right, Andy, 409tailgateclub.com gift basket.
Oh, my
gosh,
and Andy. Not that Andy. Andy from Falls Church.
Andy from Falls Church. Gift basket's headed your way. All right, that'll do it. We're going to finish strong with quarter number four. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.